This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, April 8th edition of Byers & Company. The sun is out. Dr. Chris Valdez joins us from Richland Community College. We'll have our building support with Romano Company and Mark Tupper at Tupper on Sports. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. Does hump day mean anything anymore? I'm really having a hard time differentiating, like, sort of middle of the week, beginning of the week, end of the week, weekend, start of the week. It all seems the same.
What hump are you talking about?
Yeah, there's no hump, right?
Yeah, we're not on the back half getting to the weekend.
All right, we got some wild weather maybe coming in here tonight, right? We got some showers and thunderstorms perhaps. We're going to drop some temperatures tomorrow, but today it's going to be nice. So enjoy the sunshine while it is in place. One of the larger institutions we have in this community is Richland Community College. You think about the campus, the staff, the students, and all that kind of grinds to a halt as far as what it was like, you know, a month and a half ago. Yet they're still serving their faculty, their staff, their students. And Dr. Chris Valdez joins us from Richland Community College. How are you doing personally? You hanging in there all right?
Thanks for having me.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I had my phone on this technology is killing me still. Yeah, I'm doing well.
Okay.
We are I can really understand what you're talking about. Hump Day, it is a blur of days right now.
It truly is. Talk to me about what you're doing to serve your students during this trying time.
Well, I appreciate that, Brian, because that really has been our number one concern. There's only so many things can control at this time. So we've done a number of things. We're offering them meals each day, each weekday from 11 to 1 o'clock. Any student who comes to campus, we'll provide them a curbside meal, and we certainly haven't turned anyone away. I think the last couple of days we've averaged about 110 meals served to students. We're providing mental health online, and right now our biggest challenge is figuring out how to celebrate their graduation and have a commencement virtually.
All right. Hey, I've got the solution for you. I'll talk to you offline, but we're working on that because you're right. It is important that we try to give students, whether they're in high school or at Richland, an experience, right? I mean, because they've earned it, they deserve it, and it's not their fault. We're in the middle of this pandemic, so we got to celebrate those success stories.
I agree, and I'll definitely talk to you offline because we have some good creative ideas, but we still are grasping at straws. We want to make this a special time for students who are completing their studies, but it is a challenge at a distance.
All right. So talk to me about how the online learning is going as far as, you know, working with the kids. What's your staff doing? Give me some examples.
Well, you know, we have just tireless efforts. Mostly our online learning folks have been very good. We've put in, 99 plus of our faculty members have been trained in online learning. And the good news for us is prior to this, we had done that every faculty member, except maybe a couple, had some portion of their class online already. So I'm not minimizing that. It was still a challenge for everyone, but we thought we were ahead of the game a little bit, trying to provide that experience. A lot of our classes are asynchronous, so the student can get into the class at whatever time they want. We all know our schedules are crazy right now, so we're not necessarily providing making them come to class at a specific time, but allowing them the flexibility to do that whenever they want. Our biggest challenge still is, we have a lot of hands-on classes, welding, HVAC, mechanics that are really challenging. And so we're still trying to provide those remotely, but we're hopeful that we can get students on campus towards the end of the semester or end of May and allow them to finish that hands-on experience, because that's so important for their learning.
Yeah, I agree that it's important, but don't you feel, Dr. Valdez, that that's just not going to be the case? I mean, I don't think kids are going back to school this semester.
I don't think so either. And so we have contingency plans for a number of different scenarios, and one is that they don't get, we're not allowed to gather again anytime soon. And you know, I think that's the biggest challenge. I'm sure you hear that with your viewership and so forth. It's when is the next, you know, when is it going to release? But when are we going to be safe? So we're hopeful, but we're not confident.
Well, yeah, you know, prepare, right? Preparation is everything. You got a really great resource page for your kids. I'm looking at on your website. I mean, everything from like resetting passwords, right? Because I mean, these are the kind of things. These are the everyday problems people are running into, and you've got a great resource page right at richland.edu on the coronavirus. But it really does give links to whatever your students might have questions. I mean, you've really done a good job of compiling all of that information in one place.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to, and as much as it is for students too, we're really trying to support our faculty members. As I said, everyone had a portion of their class online, but that doesn't mean that was the environment that they are comfortable with. Our faculty and staff have been fantastic in making that conversion. No one believes it's perfect, but it does allow the students to still have learning opportunities. And we've been fortunate at this point. We really haven't had too many students who have had too much difficulty. We've been able to supply students with laptops where necessary. Our struggle still is online connectivity sometimes for students who live in rural areas or areas that just don't have that access.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, if folks want to find out information, richland.edu is the website, and keep us updated. I think the mental health counseling, you know, we've got a lot of people who are dealing with mental health issues to begin with, and I can't even imagine with the added anxiety that all this brings. You got people out there that are really suffering, maybe even a little isolated, and I'm glad you guys are reaching out to those. Same thing for your food insecurity issues and making sure those kids have meals. You know, a community college doesn't necessarily have to be doing all that. I applaud you guys for going above and beyond.
Well, thank you. We are, like everyone else, trying our best to adjust and trying to control the things we can control, and we can help our students in those areas, so we're certainly committed to that.
All right, Dr. Valdez, keep safe and keep us posted. We appreciate it. Have a great day. Dr. Chris Valdez from Richland Community College.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.